This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is warning Hezbollah that it is, in his words, playing with fire along the Lebanese border with Israel. Netanyahu spoke on Israeli television Monday shortly after Israeli forces said they thwarted an attempt by a Hezbollah cell to sneak across the border. Netanyahu said Hezbollah and Lebanon bear full responsibility for the incident. He vowed that any attack against Israel will be met with great force. The Israeli army said a small squad of armed men tried to infiltrate Israeli territory from the Shabbat Farms region. That's an area claimed by Lebanon but captured by Israel in the 1967 war. Forces on both sides exchanged fire for about an hour, but no casualties were reported. Hezbollah denied that any of its fighters were involved in Monday's incident. It accused Israel of, in its words, trying to invent elusive victories. The body of the late U.S. Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis returned to Washington on Monday, where it will lie in state as lawmakers and the public pay their last respects to Lewis's lifelong efforts to promote civil rights. Lewis died last week at the age of 80 after a year-long battle with advanced stage pancreatic cancer. The motorcade carrying Lewis's flag-draped casket drove slowly through Washington on Monday, past several civil rights landmarks, as well as the newly named Black Lives Matter Plaza, which lies within sight of the White House. Absent from the ceremonies was President Donald Trump. Lewis was openly critical of the Trump administration and did not attend Mr. Trump's inauguration ceremony. Due to concerns over the coronavirus, public viewing is taking place outside the Capitol on the building's east side. Visitors are required to wear masks. VOA News.